Chapter 5, The Yoga of Renunciation of Action, Arjuna said, Renunciation of action and yoga, you praise both of these. Which is the better of these two? Tell this to me decisively. The Holy Lord said, Renunciation and yoga both lead to highest happiness. Of the two, however, yoga excels me renunciation. He is a constant renouncer who neither likes nor dislikes, for free from the pairs of opposites, he easily is freed from bonds. Sankhya and yoga are different, the childish declare, not the wise. If one is practiced correctly, that person finds the fruit of both. The place attained by the Sankhyas is also attained by yogis. Sankhya and yoga are one, he who perceives this truly perceives. Without yoga, O mighty armed, renunciation's hard to gain. The sage disciplined in yoga quickly attains unto Brahman. Yoga yoked with self purified, with self subdued senses conquered. His self, the self of all beings, he is not tainted when acting. I do not do anything thus, thinks the steadfast knower of truth. Seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, walking, sleeping, breathing. Speaking, releasing, and holding, opening and closing his eyes. Convinced that it is the senses that move among the sense objects. Offering actions to Brahman, having abandoned attachment. He acts untainted by evil, as lotus leaf is not wetted. Yogis act only with body, mind, intellect, or the senses, forsaking attachment to deeds, for purifying of their heart. Well poised, forsaking action's fruit, they attain peace of steadfastness, but those led by desire are bound by attachment to action's fruit. Renouncing all acts with the mind, the embodied sits happily within the city of nine gates, not acting or causing actions. Neither agency nor action does the Lord create for the world, nor union with the fruit of deeds. Inherent nature does the deeds. The omnipresent takes note of neither merit nor demerit. Ignorance envelops knowledge, by it people are deluded.